Hidilema to ensure his pledge for credible elections is full news. U.S. Embassy in Baghdad hit by strike as Trump says military targets obliterated on Iran's key oil island. With the news in detail, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has assured the nation that there is adequate fuel available, with current stock levels remaining within acceptable national supply levels. According to the ERB fuel supply update, as of 13th of March 2026, national petroleum stocks stood at 158.1 million litres of diesel in Indola, 147.1 million litres of diesel in Kigamboni, Dar es Salaam, and 38.7 million litres of petrol. The ERB states that the country's average stock cover stands at 29.4 days for diesel and 22.6 days for petrol, which remains above the desired minimum threshold for national supply security. The board says Zambia's petroleum supply remains stable due to continued monitoring of national stock cover levels, strategic supply arrangements to replenish national fuel depots, and regular supply chain coordination with industry players. The ERB has further advised consumers that there is no need for panic buying, emphasizing that the country has sufficient fuel stocks. The board has since pledged to continue monitoring national petroleum stock levels on a daily basis, as well as oil marketing companies' operations and supply. The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has welcomed assurances by President Hagainde Hichilema that the forthcoming general elections will be free and fair, urging the head of state to ensure the commitment is translated into reality. FDD spokesperson Anthony Chiwea said the president's commitment is an important step in strengthening democratic governance ahead of the next polls. Mr. Chiwea said the president's statement should not remain mere rhetoric but must be reflected through practical actions that reinforce public confidence in the electoral process. Meanwhile, the party has condemned individuals allegedly sponsoring anarchy within political settings under the guise of fulfilling democratic requirements. Mr. Chiwea said the party has particularly taken note of a purported letter dated March 10, 2026, addressed to President Hagainde Hichilema's political advisor and the Registrar of Societies, reportedly authored by Charles Longwe, a member of the UPND, questioning the internal organization of the ruling party. He is of the view that the demand claiming that President Hichilema's tenure as UPND president and that of other party office bearers lapsed on February 13, 2026 has been made in bad faith.
The FDD has noted with concern a purported letter addressed to both Mr. Levi Ngoma, who is President Hakainde Hichilema's political advisor, as well as the Registrar of Society. A letter that is dated 10th March 2026, which letter was authored by a UPND member called Mr. Charles Longwe. Mr. Longwe's demand and obsession with the internal organization of the UPND must be viewed with a microscopic lens.
Seven people have sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred last night along Mumba Road in the Westwood area of Lusaka. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the accident happened around 20:30 hours and involved a Toyota Mark II and a Toyota Hiace minibus. Mr. Chilavi says the Toyota Mark II was being driven by Patrick Perry, aged 61, of Lusaka West, while the Toyota Hiace minibus, which was carrying 18 passengers at the time of the accident, was driven by Palate Hawinga, aged 33, of the 10 miles area in Lusaka. He explains that preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Toyota Hiace attempted to overtake improperly and in the process collided with the Toyota Mark II, which was making a right turn. Mr. Chilari says both vehicles were damaged in the accident, adding that out of the 18 passengers in the Toyota Hiace, 7 sustained serious injuries and were admitted to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. He says 6 others sustained minor injuries and were treated and later discharged at Nakachenje Mini Hospital, while 5 passengers escaped unhurt.
6 sustained minor injuries and were treated and discharged at Nakachenje Mini Hospital, while 5 passengers escaped unhurt. Both drivers sustained minor injuries. The Zambia Police Service advises all road users to follow traffic rules and regulations and to avoid dangerous driving practices such as improper overtaking.
Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to eliminating child marriage through strengthened laws and policies, including the Children's Code Act, the Gender Equity and Equality Act, and amendments to the Marriage Act. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Permanent Secretary Beatrice Chilomo says these reforms, championed under President Hakainde Hichilema, who serves as African Union's champion for ending child marriage, reflect Zambia's determination to eliminate harmful practices and protect the rights of girls. Ms. Chilomo stated that while Zambia has made important progress through laws and policies, ending child marriage requires a shift from protection to empowerment by investing in girls' education, economic opportunities, health and leadership, while transforming harmful social norms and strengthening families and communities. She was speaking at a side event titled Building Resilient Systems to Prevent Violence and Harmful Practices for Women and Girls, co-hosted by Zambia and Plan International on the margins of the 70th session of the Commission on the Status of Women.
Some of the laws put in place include the Children's Code Act, Gender Equity and Equality Act, and the Amendment of the Marriage Act. These reforms align with Zambia's commitment to eliminate harmful practices and achieve zero child marriage by 2030. Despite all these efforts, challenges of child marriage in Zambia. Laws and policies alone are not sufficient. Ending child marriage requires a shift from protection to empowerment, investing in girls' education, economic opportunities, health and leadership.
Meanwhile, Plan International Policy and Advocacy Lead for Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights Strategy and Engagement, Joanne Westcott-Simpson, commended Zambia for demonstrating strong leadership in addressing child marriage through progressive policies, national strategies, and strengthened social protection programs.
Through progressive policies, national strategies, and social protection programs, the government has demonstrated a clear commitment to protecting girls' rights and expanding opportunities for their empowerment. Today's event provides an opportunity to highlight Zambia's progress and to share lessons learned and how we reflect on multi-sectoral approaches, including social protection, education, health, community engagement, and gender-responsive policies, can address the structural drivers of child marriage and support married girls.
And Child Protection Officer at the Office of the Special Representative of the Secretary General on Violence Against Children, Edith Bardell, described Zambia as a strong model for the region and beyond, marking its firm commitment across all levels of government and close collaboration with traditional leaders to end child marriage in their chiefdoms. Konkola Copper Mines KCM has reaffirmed its commitment to gender equality and women's empowerment, acknowledging women's key role in driving progress in the mining sector and the broader community. Speaking during the commemoration of Women's Month in Lusaka, KCM Acting Chief Executive Officer Malcolm Mewit, who was represented by KCM Nampundwe Mine Manager Ruben Chongo, emphasized that promoting women means giving them opportunities they rightfully deserve, noting that women are capable and poised to deliver results when provided with the right environment to succeed. Mr. Mewat explained that the focus should not only be on women themselves, but also on the structures and environments in which they operate, which can either create or limit opportunities for growth and innovation. He further highlighted that women currently represent about 16% of the workforce at KCM, with about 25% occupying management positions.
That is why, as we continue to comment,